Well, welcome to A View from the Wings, and I'm delighted today to be talking to Rich Shepherd, who has come in from North Staffs Operatic Society. Nowadays, it's known as North Staffs Operatic Society Musical Theatre. And he's going to be talking today about the new musical that starts tomorrow at the Rep Theatre called The Great British Bake Off. The Great British Bake Off musical, that is. So welcome, Richard.
Hi, Carol. Thanks for having me.
Delighted, delighted. Now, I'm really intrigued about this. First of all, tell me a little bit about North Staffordshire Operatic Society, because I've known of them for years, and I know that you've been very active with many performances in different venues. So how long has the society been going?
So we're 134 years old this year. One of the oldest in the UK theatre communities, older than NODA, so it's very difficult to tell exactly NODA member wise, but yeah, going a long time, a lot of local talent, a lot of big talent has come through the society over the years, people like Robbie Williams, Anthea Turner, they've all done a spell at North Staffs on the way.
Yes, I mean, I was wondering if you'd actually mentioned those two. That's absolutely super. Now, you've recently had this name change. Why has that happened, putting the musical theatre into the North Staffs Operatic Society?
Just to modernise what we do. Many years ago, we went from North Staffs Amateur Operatic Society and dropped the amateur. And now, just to modernise, we're not performing opera anymore. We're not performing operettas anymore. So, musical theatre is kind of what things are known as these days.
Yes, absolutely. And there's such a lot of musical theatre that does go on locally. And it's wonderful that you mentioned some of the people that have been involved in the past, because one of the things I think is that we're so lucky in the area with the quality of provision for performance, for young people and older people to get involved with. Do you have a wide range of ages involved with the society?
Yeah, so the youngest cast member in the Bake Off is 12. And the oldest is, well, I shan't tell you how old they are, not 12.
Yeah. Well, I'm very much looking forward to seeing it. So why did you choose to do the Great British Bake Off musical? I mean, that might sound a pretty straightforward question and with a simple answer, because it's so super popular on the TV. But it hasn't really been performed locally, has it, before? So was that a reason maybe to bring it to the locality so that people can see it on stage and not just on the small screen?
Yeah, definitely. So our motto at NSOS is theatre at its best, theatre at its best. So we excel at bringing amazing performances with great talent, brilliant set, wonderful live band to a local audience. So when we got the chance to do a regional premiere of this wonderful show, we just had to take it.
Yes, and of course it's been performed at the Repertory Theatre this week, opening tomorrow and running until Saturday, which is a lovely intimate venue. I always think it's a great space to see performances there. It's not too big, but it's not really small either. So it should lend itself lovely to a musical, and I know I've seen one or two there. So tell me a little bit more about the Great British Bake Off musical. I mean, why do you think it's been so successful in the West End? It clearly has made a good transition from screen to stage. But what is it that makes it so appealing?
Well, the best shows are about people, aren't they? The best shows are about people, their relationships, how they interact with each other. And when you throw a bunch of people into a baking competition or a high intensity environment like that, you just bring out the relationships, you bring out the rivalries, you bring out the tension, you bring out the love stories, and that's exactly what this musical does. It takes a bunch of ordinary people from around the UK, people you can relate with, and just puts them in a pressure cooker of a baking competition.
That's true. I mean, I have actually done a little bit of research into some of the songs and the emotions. In fact, I was listening to one person who'd been to see it in the West End, and he said he actually cried three times because it surprisingly has that emotional content. And I know when you do watch it on the telly, you you can get really invested with it, with the characters and their stories and why they're doing this. So how did the cast find it in relation to taking on the roles and getting really into the characters?
When we first announced it, a lot of people said, Bake Off, a musical, what? But then they listen to the soundtrack, and as you say, the soundtrack is stunning. It's all original music. It's all underscored by some of the Bake Off tracks. So you'll hear bits from the interstitial music, bits from the credit music. And it's so full of heart that you just can't help but fall in love with these characters. The music's fun, exciting, sad at times, and it just takes you on that roller coaster of a person's life. We just meet the Bakers, learn all about them, and get to know them through song and dance.
Yeah, and I think you've hit it on the head there, really, when you say it's the personal connection, isn't it? It's the personal element. And I do, the writers of this have been revered, really, to be some of the best up-and-coming new writers in the musical theatre world, whether that's here in the UK or on Broadway. So the storyline itself, I can't kind of wait to watch it and really get into it. In relation to your personal involvement, Rich, what is it exactly that you do in this production and in the society as a whole?
So I've been with this society for about 7 years. In musical theatre for a lot longer. So I work with the society as their their marketing director, so looking after all the publicity. In this particular production, I'm in the ensemble, so playing the role of a cameraman. And this is what we've done a little bit differently to the West End version. The West End version is just the Bakers, the judges and the presenters. And in this production, we are emulating a TV show a bit more. We've got runners, we've got production assistants, we've got cameramen, we've got a director that makes you really feel like you're inside a TV studio filming an episode of Bake Off.
That sounds very interesting and something a little bit different. I mean, how do people locally, if they want to get involved with the society, I mean, how do they go about that? And do they all have to have a great singing voice?
We take people from all talents. You know, we produce the very best theatre in the region, and I do believe that. And we will work with anybody that wants to do it. We've got a couple of people in the show this time that's their very first musical, and we've got people who have been on stage for decades and decades and decades, and everybody just gels together really nicely. And if anyone does want to get involved, our website is nsosltd.org, or we regularly post all of our auditions on Facebook.
Well, it won't just be the performers. I mean, you'll have all the back characters who are involved with any production in relation to costume and set and design. So how do you recruit that type of person?
So through the website, if anyone's interested, we've got an inquiry form on there. We've got a production workshop in the city where we produce sets, where we house costumes. We also have a private hire for costumes for anybody that wants to, whether it's a show or whether it's a fancy dress party or anything in between, really. Anything through the website, and then we can get them in.
How do you think somebody who doesn't watch the Bake Off and probably isn't that interested in baking, how do you think they were going to relate to this particular production?
Well, this show is all about the people. And like I say, this is a show about 8 bakers, 2 judges, 2 presenters and a whole ensemble of people that work in television. The fact that it's on a baking show, if you watch the Bake Off, you will get the double entendres, you will get the soggy bottoms, you'll get everything that you want from a Bake Off musical. If you don't watch the Bake Off, you will get everything you want from a musical: love, laughter, fun, betrayal, absolutely everything you want in a musical.
Talking about puns, I was going to say, what are the special ingredients about North Staffordshire Operatic Society that they can actually pull this off? You know, and I'm sure you will, because I've seen previous productions, to ensure that it is absolutely a wonderful show to go and see.
Well, first of all, like you say, the writing on this is stunning. The script is brilliant. The music is absolutely wonderful. And the cast that we've got, whatever show we do, gel together. When it comes to the end of show week, it's like leaving a bunch of friends behind for a couple of months before you start on the next one. And this kind of show, it's about getting the balance between what you expect from the Bake Off and those puns and those lines delivered perfectly with comic timing and getting the characters and emotions across. And with the wealth of experience we've got across the team and in our directing team of James and Tash Dorr, it's just pulling all of those moments out, making them funny, and then just really, sometimes it is a roller coaster. You're literally laughing, falling off your seat 1 minute, and then you're in floods of tears the next song.
Do you know what? That's what I've heard from people who've seen it in the West End. They've gone along thinking it'll be very similar to the TV show. Well, it is in content generally, but they've been amazed at what an emotional roller coaster it is and how they've been able to relate to it. So I think it's a really exciting thing to come to the Pottries to actually, because it is a trailblazer. It's not been before. And to come to the Repertory Theatre, and obviously for your company to be producing it and putting it on stage. So for anybody who wants to come along between Tuesday and Saturday of this week, how do they get the tickets and book it?
So two ways to book. You can call our box office, which is 01782 393333. Or you can head to our website, nsosltd.org/gbbo.
Okay, that's absolutely wonderful to hear, actually. So for anybody who's listening and they love the programme, even if they don't love the programme, I definitely think it's going to be an evening to go along and have just a super night at the theatre. And I know we're so lucky to have the Rep, and it sounds as if it's going to be a great production. So really, all I can say is that I hope it's a big success. I think it will be a big success for all the reasons that you've mentioned, and that all the cast thoroughly enjoy it. And so we'll leave it at that, I think, for now. But thank you so much for giving us an interview today.
And now, thank you for having me again. It's it's such a wonderful show to talk about, and the cast are loving it. So we shall enjoy it.